Digging through a dump site may not be my favorite pastime, but I'll make do with any small pleasure I can find. Before I enter the Citadel, I need to grab a few supplies first in a good disguise. This disposal property sitting right at the outskirts is the best place to do so, especially unnoticed. No matter the location, Citadel residents and employees of the oversight are unapologetically wasteful, so I'm sure to find almost anything I need here. What have we got over here? Radio parts. I'll grab these. They might come in handy at some point. I'll take this lockpick set as well. I mean, who left this behind? When you find something like a lockpick set, it almost feels like a setup. Or perhaps this is where someone died who happened to have it in their shirt pocket unbeknownst to the guy who ended him or her. I mean, you just never really know anymore. Oh, brand new box of N95 masks. Unopened. Perfect. Where's my knife? You know, there's no better disguise than walking around portraying susceptibility to a virus that my body happens to be fully resistant towards. How's that possible? I still don't know, but of one fact I'm certain, no one can know that I'm immune. Then again, this mask also serves a different purpose than just disguise. This Citadel could contain a new strain of the virus. If an updated variant were to become exposed, this place is so remote, no one would ever hear about it. The citizens would just share it back and forth. It's always best to protect myself just in case. And I'll throw these supplies in my rucksack and my bike. Should be safe here for a while. There aren't too many other looters around these parts, but I'll stash it over here just in case. Now I'll place this mask on, pop on this ball cap. Grab these sunglasses, too. There, I'm just another citizen. Jack Incognito, pleasure to meet you. Traveling through the outskirts or inside a citadel is fairly straightforward. Problems arise the second I attempt to stay. The oversight doesn't bother with security provisions for citadel perimeters. The buildings inside are impenetrable. The borders, not so much. As far as the oversight's concerned, Citadel perimeter security isn't needed because no Citadel resident would ever want to leave. In the oversight's world, security doesn't exist to protect the people. It exists to protect their goods. By proxy, that means the owner of said goods, the oversight. But who's to complain? Especially when those goods create carefully sculpted compliance. Every existing convenience keeps these citizens mindless. From the oversight's management of all jobs to the sustenance available for them to consume. They've even got a coffee shop on the first floor of almost every building so people don't have to leave anymore. Urbanization 101. And why leave when drones do deliveries, right? These citadels are the mighty wheels powered by the mindless hamsters. It must be nice to inhabit a world so simple, to stop living and only exist. But that's not my cup of tea. And it never will be. Truth is, I can't empathize. Even before everything changed, I didn't belong alongside a mindless herd. All these residents that are perfectly happy here, they're no different than domestic pets. This is what they wanted, and this is exactly what they got. And that is where my time here becomes a problem. The longer I stay inside a citadel, the higher my chances become for capture. If I'm caught on a citadel street, they'll scan me. Patrols will instantly be alerted that I'm missing a microchip. They'll immediately realize I'm a stray, and once they run my blood, well, we all know what happens to a beast that can't be tamed, or one that doesn't mind his master. That's why I never linger. I get in, I grab the supplies I need, and I get out before anyone's the wiser. Only this time, it's not supplies I'm after. Okay, here we go. Signs for the transatlantic tunnel this way. Despite having one of the lowest populations, the citadel still seems bustling with life. It certainly provides its citizens with some of the best urban amenities, especially considering its distance from the oversight's headquarters. But desirable living isn't this place's greatest asset. I need access to its vacuum train. Most forms of transportation were dismantled by Trojan Corp for reallocation projects long before 2040. As a result, only 4 vac trains in the world were kept running. The Citadel happens to house the fastest. And despite the risk, it's the only way to access the safe house location. The location of the safe house was a nightmare to track down. The note that I found listed coordinates that were incredibly cryptic, so much so that after hacking into the Black Knight satellite database for a second time, I still couldn't find satellite imagery or a geographic location to pair the coordinates to. It's almost as if they're incomplete, or like the location they identify is hidden inside the Bermuda Triangle of citadels. I don't know, maybe once I reach it, I'll find estranged family members and a sunken treasure. Honestly, there's no telling what I'll discover. But if I'm able to find my daughter after all this time, what if I could... Wait a second. There's a security patrol team, it looks like, at the opposite end of this train. What are they doing? Where'd these guys come from? I was clear on the platform, I swear I was. They must have been staged inside of a hidden car or something. If they scan me, I'll be... Wait, hold up. It's not the oversight security. I don't recognize those uniforms. They're not sweeping the train or scanning individuals. What is going on? They're attacking an older man. They can't be security. They're attacking an elderly individual who doesn't seem to be wearing a mask. And the man can barely walk. No. Wait a second. One of the guys is holding that man's mask. They didn't attack him for going without one. They pulled it off of him. And now they're attacking his wife now and they're taking her mask off. I'm too far away. They don't even notice me. What? Those are Trojan Corp logos on their uniforms. If these security guards are Trojan Corp, then they're private hire. They're riot mercs. What are they doing instigating a fight with civilians on a train? Why would they ever be doing that? Oh my God. Trojan Corp's using this vac train as a contained testing site. They're manufacturing airborne viruses and they've just released one on this train. It's a good thing I stumbled across this mask. It's the highest grade available. Although, I feel dizzy.
Please fasten your seatbelt. Vac train is departing.
Must have blacked out. That's not good. What did I just get exposed to? Whatever it was, I need to get off this train. Before someone notices I survived. Looks like I'm here. Where's here? Right, Citadel 423 Echo 7. I was only able to triangulate the location down to a 900 meter perimeter. A little over half a mile. Damn. This place is packed full of residential habitation. I'll have to go about searching for the safe house building by building. Finding this place is going to be a struggle, especially with the splitting headache I have. And looking around, I'm not even sure I'm in the right place at all. The architecture of this area looks brand new. Those high-rise buildings couldn't have existed prior to 2035, when retrofitting iron or steel became obsolete. Behind the condominiums, I see a large, industrial-looking complex, but I don't think that's what I need. That complex looks like a set of lab facilities or something. This must be employee housing. Executive employees. Let's see if I have any leads on proximal locations. What about these developments? Sapphire Place? No, that extends outside of the 900 meter perimeter. Amareth Gardens? Not that one either. Asgard Square. Ah, must be Mike.
Chase, it's Starks. I was able to pull some chatter off the Oversight's inner office subnet regarding a civilian intercepting a Trojan Corp spec op. Now, they haven't identified the civilian yet, but they're searching. And I have a pretty good idea of who that civilian might be. If you're anywhere near where I think you are, legend has it you can find refuge in paradise. Take care, buddy. I hope you find what you're looking for.
Paradise? What's he talking about? Paradise? Wait. Asgard Square. Valhalla. That would certainly be paradise. Maybe that's it. But what legend is he referencing? He has no idea about the safe house. Is there a legend surrounding its location? I can research that later. First, I need to confirm the safe house even exists anymore. The front wing of these condominiums look too recent, but the smaller apartment complex immediately behind it might be what I'm looking for. Let's see. Yeah, these building designs look old enough, at least. Definitely from the 2020s or earlier. Somewhere inside this building must be... What? There's no way this could be correct. I can't possibly be right the first time around. There's a sign that says Oak Ridge National Laboratory, Residential Realty Division, Trojan Corp. Trojan Corp owns this development? This doesn't make any sense. If Trojan Corp owns this site, the high-rises were probably being built for their exec. There's no way a safe house would be built around Wade. Unless that explains the reason all this is still standing. Trojan Corp would never destroy its own facilities. They'd let them sit and rot before they let anyone touch them. And this entire sector's vacant. As long as Trojan Corp owned the land, any exec would be able to sanctify their actions as experiments. Classify a residential property as a pharmaceutical experiment budget item. You've got a fully funded safe house. All the owner would have to do is suddenly move off the project but claim it's incomplete. The site would remain until the bureaucrats got around to handling it, and clearly that means never. It's brilliant, I'll give them that. But if there's a safe house around, how could it have remained secure all these years? I can't believe no one's found it before, or that it would just sit waiting. Who would hold a high enough clearance with Trojan Corp facilities that would keep this property from internal investigations? Maybe I can find out. There. Of all the apartment buildings, that one definitely looks the most promising, especially for a safe house. It's nondescript on the outside and much more plain than the others. It doesn't stand out, fits with the rest. That's gotta be it. Now, if I can find a way past the gated entrance, I can search each apartment. Or I can just use the entrance. Why should it be locked? Citadel security at its finest. Okay, here's the front entrance. Looks like it was a keycard access only at one point. The power's been shut off to this entire building. Great. Easy access, no cameras. If I can just... it's locked. Where did I put that lockpick kit? I knew it would come in handy, but not this soon. Well, stranger things have happened before, that's for sure. Like the last decade of my life. Here it is. I'm definitely out of practice. Just have to... there. And we're in. Looks like there are four floors here. I guess I'll start on the ground floor and work my way up. I'll start that way. And to the right I go. Let's see. What's all the way down this hallway? Number 29. What are these, studios? Well, let's try this apartment first. Which pocket did I place that pick in? Here it is. I can't believe my luck. This might be exactly what I'm searching for. And on the first try? My God, that never happens. This place is fully furnished. A small, single-level two-bedroom with humble features. The The walls are painted, but that's the extent of the design. It's pretty sterile. A few landscape photographs, minimal artwork of what looks like telescope photos of outer space. If someone was living here, by the looks of it, they haven't been here in a long time. There's a bookshelf right by the entryway. What do we got? Neutron beta decay, mirror neutron regeneration. There's an entire section on mirror matter. Huh. These books are also written by the same person, Dr. Leah Broussard. This one says ORNL. That must be the Oak Ridge National Lab I saw earlier. Someone was reading up on her work. What else is in here? Okay. I found the kitchen. Basic supplies, nothing too fancy. Clean. Someone was definitely staying here. There's still food in the pantry. Expiration 2042. Well, it's been vacant for a while. Let's see if I can find any correspondence. No mail in the letterbox. Huh. What's in the bedroom? It's bare, and the nightstand is empty. So is the dresser. How about the walk-in closet? Nice space. This place has woman written all over it. There's an entire shelving unit for shoes. And a mirror. Wow. So this is what I look like. It's been a long time. Well, I could definitely use a good shave. If this place has water, I'm definitely cleaning up before I go. Okay. Anything under the mattress? Ugh, I'll never forgive the year the California King mattress got replaced by the even bigger Texas Straight Ace. Ugh. Wow, why is that standard? No one needs that much mattress. It's a dead end. There's nothing under the damn thing anyway. Okay. Maybe there's an office, somewhere to find some paperwork. This looks like the study, but I don't see any documents. There's nothing in the drawers. It's so bright in here. The walls faded from the sunlight. There's an empty outline. It looks like a picture frame is missing from the wall. Oh, wait. Seems it fell behind the desk. Interesting. It's a budget approval to build a high-flux isotope reactor. The letterhead says ORNL. Trojan Corp must have bought out the lab the same way the oversight recruited and bought out our reverse engineering division. Maybe an employee stayed here. That's interesting. The document is also signed by Leah Broussard. Wait a minute. That must be why this property is endured. Broussard must have set this place up. She must have lived here before the executive condos went up. Trojan Corp probably gutted out the lab for supplies, but they didn't touch this place. Left hidden in plain sight. Looks like there's something else here. I can feel it. No coincidences. Here. It's hardly noticeable, but there's another paper in the frame with this budget approval. Sorry, Doctor. Huh. It's a piece of notebook paper with something written on it. Wait a minute. These are mathematical equations. Just like Karen's notes. Where's the safe house note I have? Here. These aren't GPS coordinates at all. It's a sequence structure. Where's a pin? If I put this equation after that one and in this order, this is the activation sequence for the jump gate device. Broussard solved it. All I have to do is... where's the device? If I enter this code 10, 7, 5, 12, 12, 15, and turn the dial this way, and spin this like that, I believe I just activated the jump gate device. Now let's figure out what the hell this thing does. What is going on? The entire room is suddenly dark, like like a large cloud just passed over, but it's not dark outside. I can still see outside the window. There's a shadow, a weird shadow. It's in the room with me now. Now it's above me. It's just hovering there. It's starting to get bigger. What is this darkness that's being created? It's starting to consume the room now. There's a figure, and it's moving towards me. It's coming out of the darkness. That can't be real. What am I looking at? This can't be. I have to turn this off now. The shadow, it's going away. I didn't just see a shadow figure. I saw myself. What just happened?